Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, good Sunday morning. My name is Penny, and I welcome you to the Unity of Centralia. Glad to be here. I look forward to spending the next hour with each and every one of you, especially if this is your first time. So I'd like to read from the Daily Word with today's opening message. Today's word is release. I take the best and leave the rest. I like that. My experiences of this past year have brought me gifts of insight, new perspective, many chances to grow and stretch myself, and perhaps the opportunity to develop skills that serve me in my work or bring greater enjoyment to my leisure time. Some experiences have been painful or difficult. These too have offered their gift. I accept all that has come my way. With gratitude, I bless it all. I find the gifts and release what is no longer serving my growth. Assured that God is my dependable source, I release any pain of a financial setback. In the joy of restored health, I release any memory of illness. Grateful for all modes of connection, I release any pain of loneliness. I move forward to feeling lighter, cleansed, and renewed for my journey forward. And then from Isaiah, do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. And that is 43:18. So join us in singing Surely the Presence while Mike and Karen lead us.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now, let's say the opening statement together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Okay, please join us in singing the welcoming song. It's a special day.
All right. Something is occurring, something new is stirring, something of the spirit blesses me today. Energies are swarming, totally transforming, something of the spirit blesses me today. It's a special day, it's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day, it's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. Knowledge is provided, I am being guided. Something of the spirit blesses me with light. I have perfect leading to the good I'm needing. Something of the spirit blesses me with light. It's a special day, it's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day, it's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It picks up my blessing, through it I'm expressing something of the spirit, gloriously good. Every trouble ceases, all my joy increases, something of the spirit blesses me with good. It's a special day, it's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way. It's a special day, it's a special day. I can feel it deeply in a special way.
Yay! I defy anyone to be sad after hearing that. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, it's time to greet your neighbor. Now that we're online with Zoom, please turn to gallery view so you can see all of us and just wave or gesture. And I don't think we have any new people here. Doesn't look like it. Excuse me.
Hi, everybody.
Mary, hello. So nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Oh, well, I have a couple of announcements, and then we'll go ahead and raise your hand if you've got something to say. So our annual board meeting is June 10th. And at that meeting, we'll decide where the outreach funds will be distributed. We'll elect board members to the vacancies. And just an FYI, we have three current nominees. We have Joanne for board member, Fred for board member, and Deb Matthews as a board member alternate. So those are something to look forward to. Anyone else have any announcements? Tom, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Thank you. Your copy is incorrect. Gail Hakola is going to be our alternate board member nominee. So
okay, excellent. Good. Excellent, thank you.
And a big shout out to Eileen for the wonderful ordering of the kits that we all have little pieces of now, and a group of us for getting together and putting the kits together and sending them out to people or delivering them.
Right.
A true community effort. And thank you very much for making this happen.
Excellent. Teamwork. Teamwork at its best.
Penny?
Yes.
I also want to alert everyone that we need two readers for January, and one of them is for next week, the first Sunday. So I would love to hear from you so that we have a reader. Maybe after service, you can tell me. I'd love to do that.
Okay. Very good. Let me just make sure there's nobody else with their hand up here, and I don't see anyone. So let me get back to where I started. And next up is our unity statement. Join me in the unity statement, and we will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Okay, Mike and Karen will lead us in our song of joy, I Am Free, I Am Unlimited. Should we do this?
My bad. We're doing it from memory.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. And we should be able to remember this one fairly easy.
I think they dropped off. Does anybody see them? Anybody see them?
This is probably them in the waiting room. Gotta love this Zoom. I love it. If it can go wrong, it will. Okay, here they come. So, are they there? This song that we're doing, I'm Free, I'm Unlimited, doesn't have very many words. I think we can probably all join in and figure it out. Are you back, Mike and Karen?
Yes.
All right, welcome back.
Thank you.
We didn't go anywhere without you.
Glad to see you're all still here. All right, I'll get my guitar.
Okay.
Do you want to turn that volume down? I'm trying to get out of it. Oh, so we don't have the lyrics?
We do not have the lyrics. But we figure that we've done this before and we're all pretty talented, so we're going to wing it.
Okie dokie. Give me one sec. All right. I am free, I am unlimited. I am
There are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited. Right now, I am free, I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, Joanne is going to lead us in our burning bowl ceremony. Take it away, Joanne.
Audio. Unmute. All right. The burning bowl. Anytime you want to clear out unwanted memories and conditions from your life, a burning bowl ritual offers a sacred and powerful way to release negativity. The goal of the burning bowl ritual is to make space for new beginnings. It can be done at any place, at home alone, or in a gathering with others. Each January, Unity invites all to join in a non-denominational burning bowl ceremony as an alternative to setting resolutions for the new year. And you can go to their website and send in your submit a release in advance. Submissions from across the world are burned together during a live stream event. So in addition to us doing it, you can do it with the whole world. So if you could please gather your burning bowl, your Sharpie, your paper, and the matches from the package that we sent you. I'm going to do the one, I don't know if you can see it, the one we usually use at church, the big cauldron. All right. Letting go gives us freedom. For centuries, indigenous groups used smoke as a symbol of their thoughts and prayers rising to the Great Spirit. Engaged couples have also released the past in a burning bowl before taking their vows. Whatever the circumstances, the purpose of the ceremony is to shift consciousness. It's about becoming still, naming what you want to release, and letting it go. When we let go and let God, we experience freedom. Letting go opens us to the power of inspiration, insight, wisdom, and love. Write what you no longer want to hold on to. How does a burning bowl ritual work? You can start by bringing to mind what it is you need to release. Let the feelings come to you. Then on the piece of paper that we gave you or one of your own, let's see, write down what you want to release. Letting go begins the moment you put the pen to paper. It is your conscious awareness that begins the activation of the release of problems, thoughts, and things from your life. Describe the events as much or as little as you want. It can be as simple as a name, a word, or more in depth. Let your heart open to the flow as it releases old wounds, negativity, or unhealthy thought patterns. Visualize the smoke taking your thoughts. Next, you can begin the fire ceremony. In a safe place, please, in a safe place, light a fire in a pot or a bowl, or gather around a fireplace or a fire pit, and then you're going to drop your paper into the fire. We can just light the paper after you're done writing on it and drop it into your little burning bowl. And as you watch the paper burn, visualize your unwanted thoughts rising up in the smoke being released from you. Allow yourself to experience whatever you are feeling, fear, anxiety, sadness, loss, gratitude. Let the feelings lift as the fire consumes your paper. Offer an affirmation of release. Bring the ceremony to a close with an affirmation. As the smoke travels up, say the words of letting go, such as, well, we wrote them on the paper, but here's some other ones. Today I release what I don't want. I let go and let God do the work in this sacred experience. In this I am healed and renewed. I open my heart to love and I am blessed with peace, joy, and harmony. So if you can do that on your own now, everybody take their paper and there's my matches. Here's some suggestions they put. Once the paper has been burned and cooled, you may choose to scatter or blow the ashes into the wind or pour them into a body of water away from you and your property. Make a list for tomorrow. Once you have completed the ritual, now's a good time to consider the future. Set some time aside to journal or to visualize what you want to take place and what has been released. What do you want to experience in life now? How do you want it to take shape? Write your intentions in a journal or create a vision board. Put it in a safe place. Set a reminder on your calendar for next year to see how your vision has taken shape. If you feel like it, consider entering into a prayer for prosperity with Unity Prayer Ministry for the year to come. And later on, we're going to be doing the white stone ceremony that will help anchor that future affirmations into the new year. Hey, Penny.
Wonderful. Thank you. Good visual there with your cauldron. I really appreciate that. So today we have a reading by Susan. Go ahead, Susan.
Unmute.
You're muted. You're muted, Susan. I was just practicing. So the reading is from a couple of pages from Eric Butterworth's book, In the Flow of Life. He is a well-known Unity writer and former Unity minister. This is called Living Life from Within Out. It has been said that the starting point in spiritual realization is a right understanding of the One designated as the Almighty. But in a world of such broad diversity, how can we understand unity? How can we discover the One without lapsing into a duality that implies two? There are many definitions of God, but none quite so insightful as this. God is the sphere whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. It is not a picture that can be drawn. In fact, it should draw the mind away from the tendency to envision an anthropomorphic being. A sphere whose center is everywhere? Impossible. But wait, if the center is everywhere, it must be where I am. Could this be the meaning of omnipresence? A point of life and light present everywhere as each individualized expression? If this is true, then I am the center of God. It is an audacious thought with a sacrilegious tone. And yet, can a geographical center be otherwise located in a dynamic and expanding universe? Every point of this sphere where God is thus a bubbling forth of the infinite flow of life. What is the One that we call God? It is not a one off there somewhere ruling the universe as an absentee landlord. It is the One, the whole of things, the allness of which and in which I am an eachness. No matter what I may think I am the flowing forth of the One. I am unique and different at the surface. There can be no other eachness quite like me. And yet, I have no existence outside of the whole. My eachness can never be separated from the allness, which is God. The Greek said, man, know thyself. I can only know the one as I know myself, as the self-livingness of the one. But I can only really know myself when I know that I am in the flow of life. The great truth taught by the mystics of all ages is life is lived from within out. This means that the whole universe is concentrated at the point where you are. More than this, you are the universe expressing as you. You are its living enterprise. It forever stands behind you with its full resources. However, the fullness of this universal support comes through you and not just to you. The most profound knowledge that you can attain is that your whole existence flows forth inexorably from a universal process, which is always from within out. How widespread and deep-seated is the belief that we are forever in competition with people and in conflict with the world around us. Our fears, resentments, anger, and even grief come because we feel that the instability of life in the world is a threat to our existence in it. Jesus gave the answer. The kingdom of God is within you. This is an absolutely amazing concept. The kingdom within is the realm of all potentiality, all substance, all life, all love, all peace. Jesus said, do not be anxious about your life, but seek first the kingdom and all these things shall be yours as well. In other words, get into the flow and you will receive all that you desire or need. And might I say, whatever was on your paper.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that was packed with wisdom and affirmations. That's beautiful. Thank you. Let's now do the meditation song. It'll be The Longest Night.
Longest night. Come withdraw
come like a miner to the door of the longest night. For deep in the stillness, deep in the cold, deep in the darkness, a miner knows that there is a diamond in the soul of the longest night of the year. A night that seems like a lifetime when you're waiting for the sun. So why not sing to the night time and the burning stars up above? Maybe peace hides in a storm. Maybe winter's heart is warm. Maybe light itself is born in the longest night. In the longest night of the year.
Beautiful, beautiful. How apropos and just inspiring. Okay, let's join together for the affirmations. I am the love of God and expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Okay, this is the fourth Sunday of the month, and we will be praying the traditional Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from error, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's do the Alleluia, led by Mike and Karen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Nice. All right. Eileen will lead us in our white stone ceremony. Take it away, Eileen.
Good morning. All right. So hopefully we all have acquired our white stones and our markers for our white stone ceremony this morning. Ah, yes. Thank you, Tom, for showing us our fabulous white stones and markers. During the burning bowl ceremony, we've had the experience of releasing that which no longer serves us. And now we will celebrate the white stone ceremony. In Unity, we use the White Stone Ceremony to indicate our freedom from the past and as an opportunity to claim the new name given by our higher self, which is symbolic of an inspired focus for the upcoming year. Historically, during the time of the Roman Empire, when you were released from prison, you were given a white stone. We read in Revelations 2:17, let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna and I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. You were to carry the stone with you everywhere you went. Everybody knew that if you had the white stone with you, not only were you free, but you had a clean slate. You were able to begin anew. Also, carrying the stone gave you all the benefits of being a Roman citizen, including protection by the Roman army, which was no small thing. Charles Fillmore, Unity co-founder, says in this passage, the white stone is faith, the rock of Peter upon which the church is built. He said, our consciousness is established in faith in God, a rock foundation, a sure everlasting place. We use the white stone to symbolize that we can leave behind whatever personal prison we may have created for ourselves. This ceremony is an opportunity to start the new year fresh with no unnecessary personal baggage. This is the day when we set our intentions for the rest of the year. This isn't about resolutions because in the White Stone ceremony, we don't make lists. Usually, we come up with one or two words which represent the changes we wish to make or what we want to see expressing in our experience. In this opportunity today, we are allowing Spirit to give us a new name, a new thought, a new idea, a symbol, perhaps a theme for the coming year. We can reshape our lives by what we call ourselves. So I invite you to consider the following questions. Am I willing to listen to my inner guidance that will give me some information, a theme, a name, an idea that will forward my evolution of consciousness in the coming year? Am I willing to allow myself to experience new possibilities and new freedom? Am I willing to acknowledge that this is the year that the deepest yearnings of my heart really can manifest, and that I am really worthy and deserving of God's richest blessings? Now, let's meditate together. Place anything you are holding aside. Place your feet on the floor. Sit tall and relax. If you are comfortable, close your eyes. And let's take a deep breath together. Relax and continue to breathe deeply. Affirm to yourself, I am made in the image of God, and God intends for me only good. Affirm to yourself, I am free. I am unlimited. I am open to the possibilities that Spirit lays deep before me, and I face any challenges with enthusiasm and faith, knowing that I move forward on the path that God intended for me. I allow myself to release any fears and limitations that have previously held me prisoner. I release any negative beliefs about how to live my life and what I am capable of. Imagine yourself stepping out of a prison. You are now filled with light, joy, and enthusiasm. Feel that you are now free to express your highest self and live your highest good. Imagine your white stone and know that Spirit is now going to give you your new name for the coming year. Give your ego a few minutes off and let that divine holy self in you come through. Let yourself relax and let the name gently come to you, the name that affirms your highest intention and all that you are meant to be and express in the coming year. When you are ready, open your eyes. And I invite you to pick up your stone and hold it in your hand. This stone represents a clean slate, a fresh beginning, no matter what last year was like. God's love is like that. Revelations 21:5 says, "Behold, I make all things new." When you are ready, write your word, your new name, on your white stone. I invite you to put your stone where you will see it every day, or carry it in your pocket, as I know Tom likes to do. You might write the date on the back of your stone and keep it on your personal altar to see your growth over the year. Blessings and joy to you as you move forward with your new name into a life of enthusiasm and love.
Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Eileen. Thank you. That was wonderful. Ah. Okay. Let's move on in. I'm moving very slowly after that meditation. Move on into our offering. We aren't physically together in church to collect our offering. But we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity by mail. And we appreciate any checks sent to the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, 98531. And we also thank you for all the ways you give of your time, your talents, and just being here. So let's say the offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hand and in our hearts. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Let's say the blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And so it is. If you would like to focus your collective group healing energy for someone, just call out their name. Or hold them quietly in your hearts. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Let's all say the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Okay, let's send out a circle of energy and join our hearts to sing the peace song. And just a reminder that in gallery view, you can see each other as we sing.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God.
Excellent. Thank you all who made our Sunday service possible. And thank you everyone here for completing our circle. It is indeed complete. You are welcome to stay and share some fellowship time. And just a reminder that next week, we will be led into the new year with Dr. Daria. All right. Everyone unmute and enjoy.
Thank you, Penny. Good job.
You are welcome.
Hello, grandfather. Hello. It's Richard and Donna.
Donna, what a joy.
Hey, grandfather.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Every day be blessed this year for you.
Thank you. You too. It's good to see you.
Wow.
Tom, I can't see that. What does it say?
Tom, you have to read it to us.
Mighty currents of God's healing love flow through me now, renewing and restoring every fiber of my being. I am whole, well, and free.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Tom, I don't seem to see the unmute all button anywhere. So could you release these people, please?
I think we're released.
Hilda, not Hilda. Hilda's not released.
Hilda, Darla,
Johnny, Jill, Joyce.
Darla, Joyce, yeah.
Hi, Darla.
Hello.
Well, Joyce. Joyce too, which would be Phil.
Hi, Phil. Can you unmute yourself so we can hear your beautiful voice?
Oh, I got him.
Well, look, got we can't him. All talk at once.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Hello? Can Mary, you hear me?
Go ahead, Mary.
Okay. I just wanted to thank everybody for making our Christmas so special. And Tom, I hope my dog didn't scare you too badly. He's never bit anybody. He's just so protective.
You're most welcome.
I want to thank all of you who sent those beautiful Christmas cards. The only reason I didn't send cards this year is because my eyesight's so poor that the postman wouldn't have been able to read my address. This is my my Christmas card to all of you coming from my heart, and may this whole year be a greatest year yet for each of you.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grandfather.
Thank you so much.
Your love is accepted, Grandfather, and returned to you 100-fold.
Mossy, mossy, mossy.